嘅经文系喺马可福音第一章九至到二十节。Our scripture reading is on Mark chapter 1 verses 9 to 20. We'll read the English first, in responsibly. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan.And a voice came from heaven, You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. And he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him.The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men.When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Or they will Chinese. That 时候，耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来。在約旦河裏受了約翰的洗，又有聲音從天上來說：你是我的愛子，我喜悅你。他在那裏四十天，受撒旦的試探。和野獸在一起，有天使來服侍他。說：時候到了，神的國近了，你們應當悔改，相信福音。耶稣就对他们说：来跟从我，我要使你们成为得人的渔夫。耶稣稍往前走，看见西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的弟弟约翰正在船上整理渔网。今天我們牧師的講道的題目都是會繼續回上一次的題目，是基督奴仆他的預備。
Our Lord Jesus came to be the perfect servant of God.But even the perfect servant of God need to be prepared before his public ministry. Now last week we read how John made a preparation for him. John opened the eyes of the world to see the sinfulness of man and the need for repentance. And today we continue with verse 9. We're going to look at the preparation of the servant.
Uh,
I trust that you have your Bible open to verses 9 to 11. We see the baptism of Jesus. In verses 12 to 13, we see how he was tempted. The question that puzzles us is this. Why does a perfect servant of God need to be baptized by John? And why does a perfect servant of God need to be tempted? What is there to prove? John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. The baptism is for the forgiveness of sins. Now, why would a perfect servant of God seek such a baptism? What repentance does Jesus need? What sin was he guilty of that need to be forgiven? Jesus had no need of repentance. He had no guilt of any sin that he himself need forgiveness. He had no need to live a life of perfect obedience for his own sake. Why not? Because from all eternity to eternity, Jesus shared perfect fellowship with the Father. There was never ever any displeasure from the Father or any conflict with the Father. From eternity to eternity, Jesus has always earned the perfect worthiness of the Father's love and the Father's pleasure. That is why when he came up from the water, there's a voice from heaven that confirmed that pleasure, the affirmation. Yeah, you are the son I love. In you, I am well pleased. See, and John recognized that perfectly. Mark gave us a very curtailed and very abbreviated version. But Matthew in chapter 3 gave us a lot more detail. When John saw Jesus coming to be baptized, he said, I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you. And yet you have come to me. And how did Jesus answer John? Jesus said, let it be so. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. What does Jesus mean by that? Jesus himself need no repentance. He himself needed no cleansing. But when Jesus came into our world, he is identifying himself with my sins and with your sins and with the sins of the world. He is identifying with our failures. And that's what Paul would write to the church in Corinth. If Luke could please put that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, Paul would say, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. See, we are all very familiar with the fact that Christ is our substitute on the cross. Because of his obedience on the cross, Because he bore the punishment of our sins. Because he paid the penalty of sin for us. Because he bore the guilt of sin on our behalf. Christ's obedience on the cross earned us our forgiveness. But when our sins are forgiven, there was only a deletion, only a delete of our guilt. It's only a cancellation of the debt that we owe. I hope, or maybe you don't remember, that's okay, I'm going to repeat it. Last week I said, if a piece of paper represents our lives, for example, all my sins are written on this paper. Now when our sins are cancelled, and that piece of paper is still a blank, there is still no merit of my own that is written on
it.
There is still no credential of my own that is written on it. There is no righteousness of my own that is written on it. We can say that when our sins and guilt are cancelled, we are just in neutral in the eyes of God. As far as God is concerned, we are not sliding back, but neither are we progressing forward with what we can do. We are still not progressing forward to what God's pleasure. How then can righteousness before God be credited to our account? How? By Christ identifying with us. By his perfect obedience to God as a man. Christ obeyed the law his entire life on our behalf. It is that perfect obedience of Christ that is credited to us. It is that perfect obedience of Christ that is counted into our account. Christ's suffering and Christ dying for our sins earn our forgiveness. We may call that passive obedience. But Christ's perfect obedience to God as a man on our behalf, we may say that's active obedience. Now you remember we have just finished studying the letter Paul wrote to the Philippians. I want to direct your attention to chapter 3 verse 9, slide number
2.
Shall we please together? And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Read that in Chinese, please.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，而是因信基督而得的义，就是基于信心从神而来的义。
So it's not just forgiveness of sins that we need. No, just having a clean slate is not enough. Okay, we need to have the positive, the moral righteousness that comes from perfect obedience. And none of us can ever achieve that. No one except our Lord. And because of Christ's perfect obedience, in every way, as a man, on our behalf, Christ's righteousness is credited to us. And Paul will write the same thing to the Romans. And I think it's in slide number 4. Romans 5, verse 19. Let's read that together, please. Shall we together? For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. By one man's obedience in every way. So we see Jesus' baptism of repentance was not for his own sake and not for himself, but for us and for our sake. He was identifying himself with us all. His obedience in every way, even in the most trying of circumstances,
forty days
in the wilderness, tempted by Satan, in every area that men are most vulnerable. Do you know in a man's life what three areas are the most vulnerable? You can use three P's to tell it all. Pleasure, power, pride. Satan asked Jesus to turn stone into bread. That's the most reasonable thing to do. Jesus hasn't eaten for 40 days. I mean, who could resist such a reasonable thing? What's wrong with satisfying hunger? It's the most basic, most reasonable necessity of every man. There's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with satisfying hunger. But to do so at that moment, in that context, would be a submission to Satan's will. And that Jesus would not do. And then the other two temptations were appeal to man's desire for power and for pride. Satan told Jesus the pinnacle of the temple. And asked him to and Satan abused Psalm 91. That says God will command angels to keep you from harm. Now the pinnacle of the temple is 300 feet from the ground. That is 30 stories high rise. Now you do a spectacular display, a miracle like that. Jumping from such height and harm. No, that would certainly earn Jesus the support of the Jewish people.
耶稣一定得到当时好多人嘅拥戴。
And Jesus could then command anything he wanted.
佢就可以言出必行，所有命令都会得，得以成就。
Kingship if he had wanted.
如果佢要作王嘅话，佢已经得到啦。
But Jesus knew his kingdom is not of this world.
但系主耶稣知道佢嘅。
And his messiahship is not the kind the world was looking for. Jesus would not seek the power that Satan has to offer. And then Satan told Jesus to the high mountain. Show him all the kingdoms of the world and all the glory of the world.And offer them all to Jesus. If you would only worship me, what man can resist that? All men are tempted in those three areas. All men want to be Hugh Hefner of all the world, all the Hugh Hefners of the world.
男人都想做花花公子。
All men want to be all the Bill Gates of the world.
每个男人都想做 Bill Gates 成为首富。
All men want to be Stalin in the, of the world.
每个人都好似都想好似斯泰林咁拥有所有
power
权力。
He check off the list, thousands and thousands who is to be killed, just like that. It's a check.
佢只系 tick 一 tick就有数以万计嘅。
All combined in one, every man is tempted in those areas.
每一个人都系受依几方面嘅试探。
And Satan said to Jesus,
撒旦就对耶稣讲
I can give them all to you.
我俾晒你啊。
If only you would sell me your soul.
你拜我，你将灵魂卖俾我，我就俾你。
Are these real temptations?
系咪你嘅试探咧
？Are these just stories?They are not just stories, they certainly are real temptations. Because if they are not real temptations, then Jesus' obedience would be meaningless. And if Jesus' obedience were meaningless, then Jesus had no righteousness that is worth anything that can be credited to us.
咁如果佢嘅信服係冇意義嘅話，咁就算計落我哋身上，計落我哋帳上都係冇意義。
Those were all real temptations.
呢啲係真實嘅試探。
And Jesus, in his humanity, had every possibility and every ability to sin.
佢喺經歷依人生嗰三十幾年，佢係有好多機會係犯呢啲嘅罪。
But he did not.
但佢都冇。
That's why he's worthy to be the savior of the world.
所以佢就有資格成為呢個
And that is why we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, slide number 3.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's read that together. Shall we please? For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every aspect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
Because our high priest is not able to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one也曾在各方面受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。
Our Lord was obedient perfectly.
我哋主耶稣系一个完美嘅顺服。
So that his righteousness has worthy and value to be credited to us.
所以佢嘅顺服系有意义，对我嚟讲，对系有意思嘅。
No wonder God the Father can affirm with his own voice.
所以天父系亲自嘅用佢声音嚟到去肯定呢样嘢。
You are my son whom I love.
你是我所的爱子。
With you, I am well pleased.
我喜悦你。
You see, before the perfect servant of God can be used by God to bring in the kingdom.
我哋可以见到喺呢度系主系天父系用一个一个佢自己一个完美嘅仆人，系为呢个世上带嚟呢个神嘅国度。
He has to be prepared.
佢一定系受到预备嘅。
By fulfilling all the righteousness for our sake.
系为咗我哋缘故，系成就所有嘅义行。
And by overcoming all temptation for our sake. Now the kingdom of God has been brought on earth. It is here. That was the mission of the servant. The gate into the kingdom of God is open. And Christ the servant is the gate. But the mission of expanding and extending the kingdom of God into the end of the earth, that mission is ours to fulfill. And we are also called to be servants of God. Let's look at verses 14 to 20.
14到20节,
it tells us how the Lord called Andrew and Peter and James and John. And not only to follow him, but also to extend the kingdom of God by being fishers of men. The extension likewise is the same. The calling is to us all. Now this is not the first time that these two sets of brothers met Jesus. In John chapter 1 tells us that Andrew had met Jesus already. And he ran to his brother Peter and told him, I found the Messiah. But apparently the first encounter was not yet permanent. Apparently these brothers went back to Galilee and continued to trade as fishermen. But Jesus remembered them. And in God's eternal perfect plan, God had them chosen to be the first apostles of kingdom. And Jesus said to them here in Mark chapter 1, Jesus said, being fisherman is a good and honorable trade. But I have greater plan for you in the kingdom of God. I'm going to make you fishers of men. You are used to bringing fish into the boat and then to market. But from now on, I'm going to make you bring men into the kingdom of God. You're going to bring men into the kingdom of God by proclaiming the gospel, by being evangelists. And so Jesus said, follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. Now here we have these brothers, Andrew and Peter and James and John. Can you imagine what they must be thinking at that moment? You want us to drop everything we have? You want us to leave our comfort zone, our family, our old business? You want us to leave our security? And to follow you, to go into some undefined career called fishers of men? I mean, what kind of career is that? They could have thought, you know, Jesus, are you nuts? Common sense would tell them to stay put where they were. But imagine for a moment if they had ignored their calling. All their lives, the most they could ever accomplish was no more than spending a lifetime catching little fish from the lake. But because of their obedience, verse 18 tells us at once they left their net and followed him. Verse 20 tells us James and John did the same thing. From these four men and a handful of other men.
有其他八国的。
Because of their obedience to the calling.
因为他们信服的缘故。
The kingdom of God has ever been expanding.
天国就从此展开了。
To all corners of the world.
去地的四国一路这样扩展。
To all generations and to all nations and to all people.
直至万国，直至万代。
Now these men who obey, they were not perfect.
这四个人不是一个不是完美的人。
They were not righteous on their own.
他们没自己没什么义行的。
In fact, they're very opposite.
相反来讲，他们是反面的。
They were quite disappointing to the Lord.
他们其实为即是耶稣其实对他都挺失望。
You know, Jesus can be very frustrated.
即是如果耶稣作为他们师傅，其实都挺猛下的。
Again and again, Jesus was frustrated by them.
每一次他们有什么事，耶稣都好，即是对他们其实都有少少不耐烦。
In fact, what we see is not perfect men that are called.
我们可以看到耶稣不是要呼召完美的人。
It's not perfect men that are useful in the kingdom.
不是在天国里面不是完美的人才有用。
It is obedient men that are useful to the kingdom.
是信服的人才有用。
Look at these men, were they well educated?
这四个人是不是有受过好好的教育？
No, they were not.
不是啊。
Did they have the kind of credential that we prize and we pride ourselves on?
他们有什么很大的成就他们可以引以为傲的？
Not at all.
没啊。
Were they winners in the standard of the world?
他们是不是即是世上一些什么标准是的得奖者呢？
Not at all.
没啊。
They were marginally educated.
他们只是受过少少一些很初级的教育。
They were rough, they were lowly, they were imperfect.
他们是一些粗人来的。
They were blue collar working class with stinking hands.
他们即是一些蓝领，是低下阶级的那些工人。
I dare say, when was the last time you clean a fish?
他即是你想下你自己上一次几时劏鱼？
I don't think anyone have ever cleaned a fish for a long, long time. It stains your hand for a long time.
因为手臭嘛。
And I wonder how long into their lives of preachers did they continue to stink like fish.
你想想他们作为使徒之后他们的手臭多了几年。
And yet they were used by the Lord simply because they were obedient.
但是他们是仍然受神使用因为他们的信服。
Their obedience were not perfect.
他们的信服不是一个完美的示范。
Yet they follow.
但是他仍然跟随主。
These men were not the only one called to be fishers of men. The kingdom of God is eternal. And until the Lord returns, the expansion of the kingdom of God still depends on the gospel being preached to all generations. And the expansion of the kingdom of God still depends on the servant of God being evangelist, doing the work of evangelist. You notice the Lord equate the work of the kingdom in the work of evangelism is the same as the work of fishing.
所以我们可以看到即是得人的渔夫这个这样的事情其实是从一个福音广传这两样东西在神的国里面是同一样的事。
You notice I use the word work.
你看到我是在讲我用一个工作这个字。
Fishing is work.
打鱼是一个工作。
If you ever try fishing, you realize how hard a work it is.
其实如果你是想想的话我们打鱼其实是一个很辛苦的工作。
It's not just throwing a line out there with a little bait and hope and wait for a little fish to come and bite it.
就算你钓鱼，即系唔系就咁话将个鱼丝抛出去，摆啲饵上去，咁样就有鱼过嚟。
You have to cruise slowly around the lake.
你要一路喺个湖嗰度慢慢咁走嚟走去。
You have to search for them.
你要揾啲鱼噶。
And even if they should take your bait, you have to fight them.
佢就算食你个鱼，你都要同佢斗一轮先至。
You have to land them, hopefully before the line breaks.
你要即系有阵时要放少少线，但系咧即系又唔可以条线又断晒。
You know, fishermen tell you a lot of fish stories.
咁咧，你同啲打鱼人讲，佢会讲即系同你讲好多唔同故事。
How many they caught and how big a fish they got away?
咁佢会同你讲话有几多试过争啲捉到啲大鱼都俾佢走甩咗。
They are not lying. Those are true stories.
佢哋唔系同你讲大话，即系夸张。呢啲系真。
There are a lot of disappointment in fishing. I recently caught a bass.
咁啊 ，bass。
網蟲。
網蟲。
I use one line. I use one hook.
咁啊就牧師一次就即係佢釣網蟲，咁咧就只係一個勾一條絲啫。
But by the time I landed the bass, I found that there are two hooks and there are two lines in the mouth of the bass.
但係見佢掹條魚上嚟，見到咧佢裏邊個魚嘴裏邊咧係有兩個魚鈎。
Now how can one hook and one line becomes two hooks and two lines?
佢明明放咗一條魚絲，一個魚鈎點會有兩個？
I quickly realized that that bass had been caught by someone else before.
啊，原來呢條魚之前俾人捉過嚟。
But the line broke.
但係條線。
And his fish hook still stay in the bass. I mean, I just caught the same bass again. Someone else's disappointment becomes my dinner. There are a lot of disappointment in fishing.
在釣魚類這個運動裡面有很多東西我們真都覺得很失敗
And likewise there are a lot of disappointment in the work of evangelism
同樣地我們傳福音也都會遇過很多的失敗
But just as a fisherman is not successful until he has brought that fish out of one element into another
所以就是好像漁夫那樣我們即是沒辦法將一個魚從水裡面帶到上船我們都不是成功的
He still has not become fishers
他還是未成為一個成功的魚
And it is the same thing with us in the work of evangelism
同樣我們是作全福音推廣的天國
We have not yet become fishers of men
我們未成為得人的漁夫
Until we have brought people out of darkness into the light of Christ
除非我們將人從一個黑暗裡面帶到光明裡面
Until we have brought people out of the old life without Christ into new life with Christ
除非我們能夠將人從一個黑暗佢救我的生命帶到一個主耶穌給他們新生命我們都不是成為一個漁夫
So evangelism is not just living a model Christian life
我們是即是我們不是為此作為一個模範的基督徒生命
It's not enough that people say Oh, how wonderful people you guys are
不是人家說、哦、你真是好人你是一個即是等行、啊、很高尚的人
We are so glad you are my friend、
啊、你成為我朋友真的很好
That is not evangelism.
这个不是全福音。
You look at the Lord our Master.
我们看看我们的主耶稣。
Jesus didn't just live a kindly life, did he?
主耶稣不是只是过一个道德高尚的生活。
He came announcing the rule of God is here.
他来到是宣告天国来到这个世上。
He came demanding an obedience that is revolutionary.
他来宣告一个革命性的
He came calling people to confessions of sins and repentance. He came inviting people to enter into the kingdom. And the Lord came calling us to follow him. To do the same. And nothing less. Never forget to thank the interpreter.Do not take the interpreter for granted or any other you know, workers of the church. They work hard. They work very hard. The Lord has asked us to do the same. Proclaiming the same message. The rule of God is here. And God requires repentance of sins.
神需要一个嘅全新嘅悔改。
Ask us to testify and to witness.
叫我哋系去见证。
That Jesus is a sin bearer, the Savior of the world.
耶稣系为我哋嘅罪担当一切。
And asking us to invite all to receive the salvation of God.
系邀请其他人系去接受呢个救恩。
On God's term.
系根据神嘅要求。
By placing our trust in Christ.
将我哋嘅信靠我哋嘅信服系摆喺主耶稣里边。
For forgiveness of sin to begin with，
开始嘅时候系罪嘅赦免。
And also to trust in Christ why for acceptance by God。
信因为主耶稣缘故，我哋得蒙神嘅接纳。
So our mission as a Christian, as a servant of the Lord, is to do the work of evangelism。
所以我哋系作为神嘅工人，我哋系要传呢个福音。
Not just by winning friendship。By being nice.
不 係只係要成為一啲未信靈嘅朋友
，but verbally，
亦都係需要主動去
explaining why we need to be saved，
解釋點解我哋需要被拯救
，explaining who Jesus is and what he did，
解釋同佢哋解釋耶穌係邊個，佢做過啲乜嘢
，and explaining what we must do，
我哋需要做啲，同埋我哋需要做啲咩咧
？In order to be saved，
需要做啲咩先得到呢個拯救？
Is being fishers of men. Do we have many fishermen here except David and I? I know it. I don't think so. Why not? I never heard Edmund tell me he liked fishing. Because fishing is hard work.
因为钓鱼是一个很沉闷、很难的工作。
You also notice that there are different ways of fishing.
其实有其他，即是有其钓鱼有很多不同的方法。
If you engage fishing like a big business,
如果你是即是当钓鱼或者捉鱼是一个即是大生意的话
，Okay, you organize a company.You will go public, so you got plenty of investors. You know, you go public, you know, they'll capitalize you. And you can build a huge fishing vessel with factories on board. And you can equip your vessel with a huge drag net.
用啲大嘅拖網係即係要拖住。
You tow the dragnet behind you。
咁咧就喺出海就拖住個網。
And as you cruise through the ocean, you will scoop up everything。
咁你一拖網，隻船一行嘅時候，就所有魚俾你全部拖曬。
Well, that certainly is fishing。
咁啊，呢個即係一個大生意，係一個得即係一個事業嚟嘅。
Okay, similarly, evangelism can be just like that.
當然，即係傳福音亦都可以好似係咁樣。
You remember Jesus speak of his kingdom as a dragnet.
嗱，我哋記得耶穌講過一個嘅比喻，就係好似一個拖網咁樣。
Thrown out into the sea.
將呢個網拋入海嗰度。
And then gather up all kinds of people.
就會有好多人撈上嚟。
From all nations and from all culture, well, that's fishing too.
各方各族
and Peter understood that perfectly.
咁啊，彼得一講就明啦。
Because on the day of Pentecost, Peter threw out the gospel net and dragged up 3,000 of them.
因為當五旬節嘅時候，彼得一講到就有3,000條魚入咗網。
Mass evangelism is still a very productive way of fishing for men.
嗱，我哋喺現今，我哋甚至都好多報道會，呢啲大報道會都係一次過就有好多人信。
In every generation and to every nation, God raised up gifted fishers of men in mass evangelism. Three hundred years ago, it was John Wesley.
300年前是惠斯理。
250 years ago, it was Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield.200 years ago, it was Charles Finley.
跟住就 Charles Finley，
and 150 years ago it was D.L. Moody in Chicago。
150年就係 D.L. Moody， 我哋芝加哥本地嘅嗰個牧師。
And 80 years ago it was John Song， 宋尚志 in our own country。
咁咧就中國80年前就係宋尚志呢個報道家。
60 years ago it was Billy Graham。
60年前就係郭培理。
And there will be more。
一路都會有呢啲大報道家。
Because God will raise up these.Great gifted evangelist for his own glory and for his purpose. But what about us? Who among us can preach like John Song? He so boldly, so without any compromise, preach repentance. Who among us can have the charisma of Billy Graham?
我哋有边个好似有郭培理咁样嘅恩赐
？What method can we use to go fishing？
我哋用咩方法系去传呢个福音
？For most of us, we will content ourselves with fishing with one rod at a time。
我哋好多时只系每次钓一条鱼嘅啫。
One line at a time, one hook at a time to catch one fish at a time。
用一支鱼竿一条鱼，试一个鱼竿去只系钓一条鱼。
And in God's eyes, that one fish is just as precious as those 3,000。
但在神的眼中，我们捉到一条鱼跟其他人捉上万条鱼一样的价值。
Because a few chapters after Pentecost in Acts chapter 8,
因为我们在五旬节之后，在使徒传第八章，我们看到什么呢？
We saw Philip fishing with one line and one hook.
我们看到腓力他这个执事，他只是同一个人传福音，
catching one fish for the kingdom.
为天国捉一条鱼。
When he led the Ethiopian eunuch to faith,
我看到他将这个埃塞俄比亚这个太监带到去主面前的时候，
whatever method we use,and dragging a net behind a vessel like mass evangelism, or by one line, one rod, catching one fish at a time, we have to recognize two things. The first thing is that all kinds of things are being dragged up or being caught. If you fish with a drag net, you'll drag up a lot of stuff that are not fish at all.And when you fish with one rod and one line and one hook, it's the same. You might thought you got something so heavy, you are so happy. But by the time you bring it up, it's nothing but grass. Or a tree branch.That is what we see in the kingdom of God today. In any given church, there are counterfeit Christians that are not Christians at all. Just as dragnets drag up things that are not fish at all. Just as we hook things that are not fish at all. There's a second thing we need to remember.When we go fishing, regardless of whatever method of evangelism you use, all fishing requires what? That is why nobody likes fishing. Thank you. All fishing requires patience. People who have no patience never make good fishermen. People who bring fish home are those who persevere.
能够将鱼带到回家是一个能够坚忍的人。
And I dare say that that's the top reason why so few of us go fishing.
所以为什么就是我们当中这么少人是去钓鱼？
It is hard work.
因为是一个不容易做的事。
And you might never see results.
而且你是不容易见到有成果。
So you don't even start, so you don't even try.
所以你都不试了。
And if you never try, you'll never be fishers of anything.
所以我们不试就不会
Let alone being fishers of men doing work of evangelists. If you never try, you can't even bring home a teeny little bluegill. No, buying fish from the market doesn't count. But how then shall we start? Can we start? How can we come out of our fear?How can we come out of our indifference or our inactivity? We need to learn it. We need to learn fishing from the right teacher. Fishing is a skill that is acquired. None of us is born with that skill. It is acquired if we would follow the right master.Andrew, Peter, and James, and John, they may be expert in fishing for fish. But they had never ever fished for men. They were not born fishers of men. They had to learn how to.And they had to learn from the right master. And that's why Jesus said, Come, follow me. And I will make you. And they did. And they did. Now, we have had many, many hours of training in evangelism. But nothing can take the place.Of our being closely connected with our Lord and with our Master.
但是没有一样东西能够可以取代我们同神那个的密切的关系。
Now we are terribly allergic to hard work, aren't we?
我们对于即是一些繁重的工作，我们都觉得好不是很想去做。
That's why so many of us never go fishing.
所以我们为什么很多人都没有去钓鱼？
Any kind of fish, fish that swim or fish that claim Christ Jesus, accept Christ Jesus as Lord. 不单止是游水那些鱼，
主耶稣所讲得人得鱼的鱼。
We are terribly, terribly short in patience, aren't we?
我们很多时候都没什么耐性。
That is why we are so inactive.
所以我们口才都不动。
But even larger than these two reasons,
除了这两个
The greatest hindrance that keep us from fishing for men is the spiritual poverty in our heart. We don't make Christ known to others. Because we hardly knew Christ ourselves. We are Christians, we claim to be Christians for a long time.But we are hardly following him. You know, I read from John Stott. I hear his preaching a lot. He said evangelism should be the spontaneous overflow of hearts full of Christ. You know, honestly, our hearts are full of everything except Christ.
我们心里面有很多其他的东西
有基督之
外 isn't it true? 是
不是呢 What is my heart full of?
我心里面充满了什么
呢 Not Christ
不一定是耶稣的
Oh, in my prayer, that's what I want to
我祈祷说想这样
That I can be deleted of all things in my heart that is not Christ
我祈祷说希望可以从我心里面移走一切不属于基督的东
西 And I trust that that's what we need to be trained in
所以我们需要是受这个这样的
What to fill our hearts with? We are very enthusiastic in Mandarin ministry. We have had many hours of evangelism training. Those are most wonderful. Those are most encouraging. No one in this church wants to see a Mandarin separated worship more than me. But remember this. Training for evangelism is not just a matter of learning how to organize.It's not just a matter of training how to publicize. Training for evangelism far and above all, training of our hearts. Luke chapter 15 tells us the heart of the Father. What is the Father's heart? Father's heart sees those unbelievers as the highest treasure that are lost.But need to be found. And here in Mark chapter 1, Jesus said, Follow me. Let our hearts be so full of Christ. So that we don't need to motivate you.You don't need to be forced if your hearts are full of Christ. But spontaneously, freely and naturally, our hearts overflow with Christ. Overflow with a love for Christ. And overflow with the love that comes from Christ.And then our word cannot hold back the testimony of who Jesus is. And our words cannot hold back the testimony of what Jesus did. What are our hearts full of? Evangelism is simply a spontaneous overflow of hearts full of Christ.
全福音其实是只是我们
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we confess that we have kept our heart full of everything except you. And we seek your mercy. We seek your grace. We seek your forgiveness. We seek your cleansing. We seek your teaching and your training that only you can do. May our heart be full of you, so full of our love for you, and full of love that comes from you. Hear our prayer and hear our confession and hear our heart desire. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Edmund, so much.